Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk, we hope. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from perfect Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Today is Jack Thursday, and it's called What Jack Looks At When Doing Deals. I will tell you what I look at, what I look like while I'm looking at deals.
I'll tell you what you look like.
How I feel about it. What makes me livid.
Oh, yeah.
What makes me happy?
What gets to me?
What makes me jump up and down?
Yeah.
I'll tell it all.
I love it.
For better or for worse. Uh-oh. You decide if you want to listen to the rest of the show.
That's right. For those of you who love a Jack rant,
oh yeah,
this is for you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a Land Academy member, join us on Discord.
Aaron wrote, in the meeting, I was asked to share some results. This is not a done deal by any means, but here's what I have to share. My second mailer is starting to hit out-of-state owners first. First response via email, I offered $4,000. The owner wants to get at least what they paid for it in the 1980s, which is $12,000. Both brokers I talked to today said the market has gone mad. And they think they'll sell it in 30 days for $30,000 to $40,000. I have to dig into comps tonight and decide if I believe them. Love that. I would love to hear how others are doing $4,000 and would have been about right on a lot with no trees in this area. That was a little confusing.
A little encrypted.
Yeah. But big picture is...
He's buying for 12, selling for 35.
Well, right now he's offering 4. The guy said he wants 12. So I want to have two things I'd like to say first, please. Number one is sometimes they're right. Like in this situation, the guy just wants to get his 12 out, and you can confirm you're going to get $30,000 to $40,000 out of it, and then we don't have to discuss it, and you're comfortable with that, I would do it.
So would I.
My second comment is sometimes it's not right. I have had people that pay $12,000 for property years ago in the 80s because of this mall or this airport or this freeway was going to come in and it was going to be yay the greatest thing and then didn't pan out, so they have paid $12,000 for it and now it's worth $2,000. I've had that and they know that, and I've had to remind them, like, they're like, yeah, this is, I knew when I bought it that it was because of X and that military base never happened, so there we go. I know. And so you have to explain that to them. So sometimes I just want you to know that just because they paid 12 in the 80s doesn't mean it's always worth more money today. Go ahead.
No, that's, I couldn't have said it better. Oh. I mean, I would have said, so this is, it's a
great. Oh, you would have said it better.
This is a great topic. Tomorrow's topic, by the way, is how Jill looks at deals. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's Jack Thursday. It's about me, not about Jill.
Oh my gosh.
And believe me, this doesn't happen often.
We should do this. We're going to make Thursday all about Jack all day long.
I am, I sit next to Jill. And that's what Land Academy should be. You know,
the guy next to Jill.
You know, John F. Kennedy used to say, I am Jackie Kennedy's husband.
There you go. Thank you, babe. That's awesome. So what are your comments?
Today's topic?
You have no other comments?
Oh, about this? No, yeah. I would shorten the hell out of that. I would just say, he wants 12. I offered 4, he wants 12. I'd probably say, I'll give you 10. We'll get it done really fast. And I'd get the guys, brokers on it, even before I closed on the acquisition side. But I would also, Aaron's very bright in making sure that brokers are correct about the market.
Mm-hmm. I like that he talked to 2 brokers too, not just one.
I don't try to squeeze every dime out of every deal.
True.
And we teach this, both of us. Jill leans towards squeezing. Here's where Jill got tripped up on this, and she does even in our deals. The guy paid 80 in 1980. He paid $12,000. He wants his $12,000 out. That is a trigger for Jill to get it for less than 12. Because she doesn't think that's a good enough reason.
Pay him the 12.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I was thinking about something else.
Garrett, you weren't listening. once again. Look, I guess it's all about Jack
it's
today.
It's my day, yeah. This is why you're listening.
This is why I'm tuning out.
I go into these deals. This is truth time. With an incredible amount of confidence. When a purchase agreement comes back and somebody says, I got your offer and the price is okay and I would like to sell it, that's 95% of it, because I put a tremendous amount of brain power and time into pricing the offers correctly anyway. And so I have a lot of confidence when these offers come back, or when even these little counter offers come back, just like in the question today, that I'm good. So how do I look at the deal? The first thing I do, I pull it up on NeighborScoop and I check like four things. Number one, is the property any good? Can you get to it? Do the numbers work? This is all inside of maybe 3 to 5 minutes. It's the same thing on our Thursday calls, exact same thing we do. Is it in a flood zone? You know, those top tier things. Does the property make sense? Do I test it for a reason? And then after that 30 seconds is done, I go and to see who bought property in the area that's very similar and for how much and what they're doing it with it. And so if there's 25 properties in the immediate area that people bought for, let's say I bought a property for, this is a real example. I bought a piece of property for $10,000 in an area that I really believe in, that I believe it's worth between $40,000 and $50,000. So I sent a mailer out based on that thought. Did all the red, green, yellow tests. They did all this stuff, have all this confidence. And two properties come back an eighth of a mile from each other that with signed purchase agreements. One, in one situation, I'm jumping up and down elated because I know that it's going to work. And why? Because I can see in the immediate area what's been going on for the last 36 months or whatever. And there's going to be a pretty high demand for it. There's some for sale property where the numbers work and some sold properties where the numbers work. And so I'll get that under contract that day and I'll make sure that it's buildable or whatever later. In another case, this is a real example, real recent example, less than an eighth of a mile away, same situation. I don't want to buy it for anything because of access or because of exactly what's going on in that immediate area. Every Thursday on these calls, when we get, would you do this deal? The first thing I look at is what's going on in the area. And sometimes we get calls in where there's just nothing happening in the area. So we used to do those deals all the time. They're real cheap. We don't do that anymore. You know, we do more specific use type deals for what the end user is going to, how they're going to use it. So great, that's all fine and good for the property that I signed off on. What do you do with that other property where you say, oh no? Well, I'll tell you, I called Jill because she's the person talking to the owners. And I said, I don't want it. And she says, okay. And then she calls the seller. I was actually out in the field looking at these properties. Mm-hmm. She calls the seller and says, we don't want it, thanks. Yeah. Half hour goes by, they call back and say, we want to sell it to you. Just give us a price.
Yeah, we need to get it, we're done with it.
It went from 10 to 2. Yeah. So I just threw a price out to Jill because at that point I don't care about the deal at all. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're developing a process for the advanced group where these deals that people are passing on, they might be gold to somebody else in our group. And so mm-hmm. we're putting that into a process where they can do those deals if they want, and mm-hmm. vice versa. They're passing on deals that we might see some value in. And so, yeah, she went back and said $5,000 or whatever it was, $1,000 for the whole thing. And they said, okay. Mm-hmm. And so we're closing the deal, both deals. So that's how I look at these deals, very matter-of-factly. It's all numbers for me. I have the luxury of having a business partner. And believe me, I did this for 20 years before Jill and I joined forces. I have the luxury now of having a business partner where I can say, and bounce it off of her and say, yeah, you know, please call him back and say X or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill's going to talk about how she does them.
Tomorrow.
Does these deals tomorrow. But that's how I do the deal. I'll tell you where I get real hung up. Is in the closing process and the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have people that work for us who are good at that. And we have people who work for us who are not. And
it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
And every business and everything.
In the beginning, you're going to do it all. Mm-hmm. And you're going to learn what you like and what you don't like and what part of this is you're really good at. And that's all part of it.
Mm-hmm. I concur. Thank you.
I love looking
tell
at
them,
deals.
Tell us, yeah. Have you thrown anything across the room recently over?
I only get livid, and I do get livid when I believe that the people that are involved in the closing process and the paperwork process are not managing. Jill and I spend a ton of time and energy and honestly brain power and expertise, decades of expertise. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Getting these deals to the point where they reach Jill and her staff.
Right.
All right. So now Jill's got 20 deals to look at that are so incredibly pre-qualified from they just work.
Right.
You know, and so her staff and her job is to now take the ball from the 50-yard line back into our own zone, mm-hmm. and take it down to the 25 or the 10 even to get it close and then that last part is just getting it all signed and all that stuff. So there's problems. I get livid when the relationship and all the work, the expertise that she has and the data expertise that I have gets screwed up because of an escrow agent, or maybe if there's a real estate agent involved, are in it for themselves and are overzealous in how they treat the people, the sellers or the buyers. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the right attitude or respect, and they don't understand what goes into all. So yeah, that it's a big pain point for me right now, and we'll get over it.
Of course. Exactly. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode is called, well, you already know, it's Jill Friday. What Jill looks at when doing deals. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know what? I left one thing out that I do. And I don't know why I do this. I've been doing it since I was brokering long-term care facilities in the very early 90s. I take a look at the deal that we're doing, mm-hmm. and how much money we're going to make on it. So if you're going to buy for $5,000 and sell it for, and if you're going to buy for $10,000 and sell for, let's say, $40,000, I know I'm going to make $30,000 on it. And in the back of my head, I say, how many deals a month can I do realistically? Very realistically. Now I'm making $30,000 this month. Mm-hmm. Can I do 2 deals? Yeah, 2 is very reasonable. That's $60,000 that I'm going to net in a month. And then I multiply by 12. And so now I'm talking about $750,000 a year just in this one little area.
Doing 2 deals a month.
Doing 2 deals a month.
Yeah.
Does it fit into this my life scheme? And the answer
is
hell.
That's a big picture. That's
yes.
Cool.
I don't know why I do it with everything.
I love it. I wasn't trying to stop you. I was just moving it so I can read.
No, it's okay. It's good.
All right. Do you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service, including brand new concierge pricing. Check it out. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.